Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, Andrew.
I tell you what, London is very different from the North East.
In what sense?
Don't take this the wrong way, but I saw a couple of fellas holding hands in the street, which I wouldn't really normally have seen.
Well, you got a problem with that?
No, not at all. But I mean, one of them was early 30s, I reckon, and another one was probably about three.
Why did... Oh. Father and son. Hey, listen up, though.
What?
You know the post office tower?
Yeah,
I went up. Do you know it revolves? Do you know it revolves at the top?
Yeah, I'm not an idiot. Yeah.
Well, I went in. I went through like a little door. I'm not a portal, Andrew. I mean a door. Yeah.
All right.
Went in.
What's behind the door?
And I found out that it's actually a great big fucking drill.
Is it drilling down?
It's drilling down. Yeah. It's drilling for salt. Pull salt up out of the earth.
Hang on.
The post
The post office tower
is a very slow moving.
So it's slowly moving down into the earth.
Yeah.
At a rate of like an inch every 35
its
years.
Its drill bit is penetrating.
So it's got a drill bit that goes down into the earth, but the post office tower itself stays at the same.
It's always going to be there. Yeah, haunting us, haunting our dreams.
And is that where London gets its salt?
That's where the restaurant in the post office tower
just
gets
the
its
restaurant.
That's why the soup's always very fucking salty. So, you know, like you're talking to London, so here's a London story for you. I am a London guy. Yeah, just got off the tube then, bumped into Jarvis Cocker.
Did you?
Right, so that's quite a London thing to do, isn't it?
Except you're both originally from the north, but you both came down here as soon as you could.
And our paths, and we used to be good mates, have a crack on, have a bang on.
What did you?
Do you use the Irish one? You have a crake.
Craic.
Is it crack?
Have it's crack, but it's spelt craic, yeah.
Yeah, well, if it's spelt craic, it's said craic then, isn't it?
I wouldn't say craic. I wouldn't say crack either, though.
Well, you would if you had a build around and you said, right, mate, I'm sorry, look, I've got that. You wouldn't say, oh, I don't know what to say when you say, I've got a crack in me plaster.
You wouldn't say craic.
No, because it's spelt C-R-A-C-K.
Yeah.
Craic is spelt C-R-A-I-C, craic. Yeah. Anyway.
So you used to smoke crack with Jarvis Cocker.
Yeah, that's
in the
exactly
90s.
What I said. Yes.
How's he doing?
So he's. I just thought to myself, you know, he's on his way. I says, what are you up to, Jarv? I call him Jarv.
Do you?
Yeah. So what are you up to, Jarv? He says he's off to give a talk about the movie Performance.
All right, yeah.
It was Mick Jagger in it, I think.
He was, yeah. Good movie, that.
And he says,
Can we officially recommend that movie?
Well, no, I'm not. I don't want to recommend it because I haven't watched it recently. But
right.
But what I'll do is I'll pass on a recommendation from Jarvis because he said to me, I've just watched it again. Obviously, he said, and you really should have another look at it.
Right.
But it's not my recommendation.
That's from Jarvis Cocker.
Yeah, so he's off to do his talk. Me, I'm up here to talk with a fucking Fat Macam. Do you know our different lives? We used to be very close. Hanging around in the same circles. Now I'm in this fucking cupboard with you, and he's off to talking about, you know, films to art students and stuff.
And you sat there with a pair of fucking braces on today, aren't you?
Yeah, well, my gut's too fat now. A belt just slips below my gut, so I have to use braces.
You look like one of them fellas who pretends he's a fireman, but he's not really.
Maybe I am.
And he goes and hangs around at fires.
Are you saying I couldn't put a fire out?
I'm saying you couldn't put a fire out.
Yeah, well, start a fucking fire. I'll put it out. I swear I will.
And under the braces, you've got a T-shirt on, and it's got a cartoon of yourself, but like as a muscle man.
Yeah.
And you're holding up a couple of cows above your head.
Yeah.
And underneath it says, "Who you're gonna call, Bob Mortimer?" Like you're a hero or something.
Well, it's a
Do you think you're a hero?
You be the judge. Hero?
No.
Or not hero?
Not hero.
Right.
Is this another one of your quizzes? Are you going to do it?
No. I found a very sick bull, on one side of a riverbank,
mm-hmm.
yeah?
Was this during your fishing shit?
Yeah.
Right.
And I picked that bull up and threw it to the other side of the riverbank where there was motor access. Yeah. So hero or not hero?
Did you not cause more damage to the bull by chucking it across a river?
Well, it survived. It lives to tell the tale. Its horns are growing. Its attitude stinks.
It tells the tale, doesn't it?
So, egg dishes, Andrew.
Yeah.
I've got a very long tale to tell today, so we can't mess about too much.
Righto.
Egg dishes you might not have heard of and you might be interested in. Yeah?
Is it a quiz or are you just going to list
well,
them?
Well, do you want it? You can have it as a quiz. Is there such a thing as eggs woodcock? Is there, Andrew? Answer me.
No.
There is.
Oh.
An eggs woodcock is scrambled eggs on toast topped with anchovies.
Was it devised by the former Nottingham Forest forward Tony Woodcock?
Who went to Cologne.
And he picked up a German accent as well when he was there.
So it's nice to have reminded you. Is this an egg dish or not? Eggs Neptune?
No.
It is. It's eggs Benedict with crab instead of bacon. You might like to try that, ladies and gentlemen.
Sounds nice.
Tin crab's all right, you know. Have you had tin crab? It's all right, isn't it?
It does the job.
So what about egg in a basket? Do you know that one?
Yes, that's a thing.
It is true. Do you know what it is?
It's an egg in a basket.
It's not an egg in a basket. It's also called, this might help, it's called frog in a hole, one-eyed jack, pirate's eye, or eggs in a frame. That's some different.
Is it an egg in a Yorkshire pudding?
No, you're not far off, Andrew. What it is how you make it is you get a slice of bread and you put a hole in the middle of it, then you put it in your frying pan till you've got a fried bread on one side of it.
It's not French toast.
Then you turn it over in the frying pan and crack an egg into the hole in the middle.
Right.
That, for what it's worth, is egg in a basket.
Fucking hell.
What are you fucking helling me for?
It's a long name for a quite simple dish, isn't it?
Do you want a name?
What you got?
Chance Broadcast. You can't like it. You puffed your little chest up.
I did.
Imagine,
tell me more.
Imagining your life as Chance Broadcast, coming down the steps of an American courtroom, having won the case, you know.
Is that what he does? Is he a lawyer?
No, actually.
Is he a recidivist?
All I can tell you about him is that he has American parents, obviously, with Chance Broadcast, but he was actually brought up on a pig farm near Norwich, yeah?
Uh-huh.
He looks like Andrew Marr, Plaster Growbag Sing Song. So,
Plaster Growbag Sing Song?
Yeah, what do you reckon? Do you want him?
Have I got any other options?
No, I couldn't be bothered.
No, I'm going to chuck it back.
All right. So,
are you still Thin Richmond?
I'm going to be Thin Richmond for at least 2 months. Yeah, please.
Okay. I've not got any other alternatives, so you've stuck with it.
Now, I'm like, is it called filibustering? I'm just talking over. I'm not letting
I've got
anything.
Some questions from me quads.
Go on then. Quick. Let's get some pace into this.
Bob, have you agreed to have that hair transplant done that you mentioned in a recent episode, or was it a lie that you made up for attention, like Josh Foster in Class Year 2, who says his dad has got an Xbox made out of wood?
It is true. I'm considering it still.
Still considering
it. I'm mulling it over. I think
the offer might run out soon, yeah. I don't think they're going to piss about waiting
for you.
But
do you think I got a fucking voucher through the door? It says
possibly.
Offer expires.
I think someone might have seen you in the street, followed you home and put the voucher through your door, yeah?
As
a joke?
I don't know whether it's worth going through the pain, Andy. You know, I'm bald, aren't I, or whatever.
Just deal with it.
Deal with the pain or
deal with the baldness?
Well, I am. You know, if I'd been desperate, I'd have had it done already, wouldn't I? Next question.
Bob, what is the most amount of money you would pay for an individual tea towel?
Oh, man. Say it was a tea towel that would appear to have the face of Jesus on it, like Turin Shroud.
Right.
I'd go up to $19.99.
Right, okay. Would you be interested in what it was made from? Absorbent quality?
That is important, isn't it? And it doesn't give out little speckles or any shit.
You know,
it's got that 100% cotton vibe.
What do you look for when you're buying a new tea towel or tea towel set?
I've never bought a tea towel in my life. But when the wife buys...
Sexist.
When the but here I have ironed tea towels, so that makes me non-sexist.
Why would anyone iron a tea towel?
Well, because it's just a much nicer thing to use when it's nice and fresh.
Fucking hell!
But you fucking creased up little tea towel that
you've dried
on your radiator.
You either dry them on the line or on your radiator, and that flattens them sufficiently. You don't need to iron the fucking things.
The most I think I would pay is $19.99
for a Jesus tea towel.
Yeah.
Well, I think, personally, this is my recommendation and not Jarvis Cocker's. You should never, ever skimp when it comes to buying a tea towel.
Okay, so you would pay how much?
for a standard tea towel,
yeah,
$8.99.
Well, all right. Well, I'm the one who skimped.
This isn't a Jesus one, though, is it? This is just standard.
Carry on. I've answered
buy cheap, buy twice. That's my motto.
That's it. I'll tell you what I do at the moment is, do you know how a non-stick frying pan is absolutely fucking superb for about a month?
Yeah.
Yeah? So I replace them immediately. They lose any of the shine because I get them delivered with me shopping because you can get like an 8-inch frying pan. Uh-huh. For about a fiver.
So you just go through. This is an idea. You know these things where they send out the beer once a month?
Yeah.
We could start a company where we send out frying pans once a month.
Do you know, Andy? Fucking hell.
I'm going to edit that out because that's too good an idea to share with
really
everyone.
Really good, isn't it?
Whoa.
If we could get like, say, I know it sounds silly, but if we could get 100,000 frying pans, yeah?
Yeah.
I bet you can get them at like 50p a unit.
Definitely. Get them from China.
Yeah.
And if it takes off, we'd have to stop doing this fucking podcast.
Exactly.
Which has got to be our end game, really, hasn't it?
What's the poshest meal you've ever had?
Ooh. Christ.
You ate Christ?
No, probably, you know, Peck?
Nope.
In the tin.
Oh, no, you're giving me bullshit answer. What is the poshest meal you've ever had?
I can't think of one.
Have you ever been in a restaurant?
I've been to restaurants, yeah. I'm trying to think of the poshest one I've been to. I don't know.
You don't know?
I've been to kind of quite a few, what you would call level 3 restaurants.
Give me an example of a level 3.
Well, just a nice one that costs a few quid.
Oh, God, no, above
Nando's.
Have you been to Pizza Express?
Yeah. I was in Nando's last night.
And was that the poshest
restaurant? That's level 5.
Have you ever been in anything posher than that?
Yeah.
Tell me what
I can't
that
remember
was.
The name of them.
What did it serve?
There used to be this place in out sort of east of Durham, I think, and it was called Open House, and it was in this village.
Right.
And it was just a couple of fellas who opened their house.
Yeah.
And you could go in and they'd cook you your dinner.
And was that the poshest restaurant you've ever
been? Yes, just for the sake of getting this thing moving
Thank
along.
Thank you.
God. Jesus Christ.
Have you, what do you reckon, what are your thoughts on hotel room service? What do you think about that?
I generally stay in travel lodges. They don't have room service.
Oh, he's averted me again, ladies and
gentlemen. I've had room service in Florida.
And what do you reckon to room service?
They brought me dinner up on a trolley and it was nice.
What did you order? Did you just tick a box that said dinner?
Yeah. Brown dinner.
Have you ever been on Concorde?
No, of course I haven't.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
How many times?
Been on one, well, twice, there and back.
Was it good?
Yeah, so what do you think of that?
Did it make your ears hurt?
No, it's only tiny little players.
Who else was on? Joan Collins?
No, me wife, kids.
No, celebrities?
No.
David Frost used to be on it.
I think Dale Winton might have been on it, actually.
Right. That sounds about right.
I think so.
I'm glad you asked that question.
Well, I just wanted you to know I'd been on Concorde.
Yeah, obviously.
That's all I want. So, at one point, the pilot said, you are now the people who are the furthest away from Earth.
Right.
So I stood up, because I'm a little
stood
dick,
on your chair.
So that I would be the furthest person.
Trying to get into the luggage compartment above your seat. It's me. I'm the furthest now.
Oh, Andrew, I miss Concorde. Conkers, I call it.
It was never going to last, though, Bob. It might come back in some other form.
Well, I tell you what, if our frying pan thing takes off,
Concorde all the way. Concorde next, do you think?
Well, we'll just build a fucking Concorde.
Build our own.
I bet it's quite easy. I know it's not elastic bands, but it's what? Gears, engine.
I think it's just shitloads of petrol.
Shitloads of fucking really fine grade petrol.
Yeah. The stuff you won't put in your car, but you put it in by mistake once.
We can copy the shape of it for the aerodynamics, can't we?
I regret to inform you, Bob, that I've been in the record studio and done another song.
Oh, no, that's great. Positive attitude of gratitude. That's brilliant.
This could almost fit in with the Durham Prison documentary as a kind of a motivational thing.
So you've done a motivational song?
Kind of. It's called Steve from South Shields.
Let's hear it. He's playing ping pong.
Hey, man, what's your name? My name is Steve. Where are you from? I'm from South Shields. What's your full name? Steve from South Shields. Hey man, what's your name? My name is Steve. Where are you from? I'm from South Shields. What's your full name? Steve from South Shields. Hey man, what's your name? My name is Steve. Where are you from? I'm from South Shields. What's your full name? Steve from South Shields. Hey man, what's your name? My name is Steve. Where are you from? I'm from South Shields. What's your full name? Steve from South Shields.
Please be the end.
It's the end.
Oh,
my
think? God.
I went through the gears there, didn't I? Key-wise.
Yeah, but there's such a laziness involved there. Yeah, I can almost like
catchy pick, though.
But I can almost
you'll be humming it later on.
No, I won't.
Without Ray, like you will.
No, I won't.
I bet you do.
If I could shit it, I'd shit it.
It kind of feels a bit like a prison initiation song, doesn't it?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I've got this long story, Andrew.
Do you want to do it now and get it out of the way?
Go on then. So I had to go up to Stockton on Tees
for the
Alderman's annual summer fete.
Listen to that, boys and girls.
It's in this like big manor house just outside Stockton. It's got, you know, large...
Does he cook your dinner for you? Is it like open house?
No, it's not. It's much posher than that, Andrew. So I'm glad, yeah. So imagine open house, this place you used to go to.
Went once.
Yeah, where I'm sure they stole your property. Went through your phones and everything. Just hand your coat in, sir. I had to go to Stockton. He's got his summer fete, big manor house, big gardens, posh restaurant, chef from Cape Town. Got a spa, you know they have a spa area. I'm talking posh, beautiful place, yeah?
Yeah.
And out in the grounds for the fete, there's a bouncy castle, coconut shy, there's an owl handler, shire horses, balloon magic. So I'll just ask you, which one of them are you drawn to? Coconut Shy, Bouncy Castle, Shire Horse,
How close together was the owl handling and the balloon magic? Because that sounds like a recipe for disaster.
They weren't that close.
That's all right.
In fact, the owl handler was quite a peripheral figure.
I would go for the owl. I always go for the danger.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, imagine little Andy sat there staring at the owl, asking questions. Where do you get the owl? How much did the owl cost?
What does it eat? Where'd you get the mice from that you feed it?
Does it sleep lying down? How often does it blink? So a big, but the main thing is a big marquee serving drinks, sandwiches, cakes, that sort of thing, Andrew. Right. So I make my way up to the big tent, and there by the bar is the alderman with all his cronies, town clerk, vicar with the twitch, town planner, all that lot, yeah. And he sees me straight away. Robert, come over here, Robert. There's someone I want you to meet, Robert. So over I go, you know, as you would. Robert, this is Mr. Peter Beardsley, Robert. The footballer and his lovely wife, Robert. So I say, oh, hello, Peter. So, wow, how nice to finally meet you. You know, he says, all right, Bob, are you having that?
You've met him before. You met him at St. James's Park in an earlier episode.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, Peter, how nice to meet you again. Yeah?
There you go, that's better.
All right, Bob, yeah, having a nice time, you know, I am, like, you know. They've got a bouncy castle and an owl that hoots.
I said, yeah, Peter, I come every year. What about you, Mrs. B?
It's fucking shambles. It's full of fucking doyles. There'd better be some fucking eggs on offer sharpish, or we are fucking leaving.
Peter says,
Sorry about that, Oliver. You know, the wife rejected Jesus recently, like, and has had a right knack on ever since, you know. It's only the eggs, like, you know, that can keep us stable, really.
Robert? Robert, we must get some eggs for Mrs. B. What's your preference, Mrs. B? Well, fucking poor cheese's best, like, then fried, then soft boilers, then scrambled, then hard boilers. And if you get poor cheese, make sure the yellow is very fucking runny. You know, like butterscotch fucking sauce.
Come on, Robert. Let's see what we can find.
Peter says, I'll come along too. That's all right, you know, to and show the eggs. Just so for the wife, right? Is that all right, love?
Aye, I'll be fucking glad of the break from you, you fucking creepy pricks.
So me, Peter and the alderman walk off to the main house, you know, in search of eggs for Mrs. B. The alderman says, are you not a bit hot in that padded jacket, Peter?
I'm sorry to pull you up on that, alderman, but this is not a padded jacket, it's a puffer jacket. It's lightweight with a breathable mesh beneath the puffer chambers. But yeah, I am a bit fucking hot.
Well, we enter the main building via like a back service door. And more or less, we're straight into the kitchen, Andy. Mm-hmm. No one around. I suppose the staff are all out in the big tent looking after all that, yeah. You know. So we start looking around for some eggs. And the alderman and Peter go into one of them big walk-in fridge things, you know, and have a poke around. And yeah. I have a poke around in the cupboards. Suddenly, Andy, I hear the fridge door slam shut, yeah? And I hear, like, the click of it locking, you know. And I turn round and there's this chef, you know, from Cape Town, the South African chef. He's got a meat cleaver in one hand.
Fuck.
And then, yeah. Imagine, I was really shocking. And an electric mixer in the other. And he says,
"Get it, Pete. What are you doing in my fucking kitchen?"
I says, I'm just looking for some eggs for Mr. Beads' wife. You know, she gets a bit wayward if she doesn't have a fix.
Beardsley! The bloke has a problem with the young foreigns.
I said, yeah, well, we don't know that for sure. He says,
I'll tell you something for sure.
And I don't say anything. He says,
I'll tell you something for sure.
Right.
So,
right.
He says,
I said, I'll tell you something for fucking sure.
I said, all right, you want me to say, ask what? Right, so I said, oh, sorry, what?
I'm glad to feed some kitchen utensils into your anus.
Meanwhile, in the big fridge, the alderman and Peter are speaking. You know, they can't hear what's going on outside. Peter says,
it seems like we got locked in, you know. Bob will fetch us in a minute, you know. He's a good lad.
Well, Robert, better be quick about it. I'm freezing to death in here. Robert! Robert! Robert!
But I can't hear a thing. The alderman says, you're a lucky bastard, you, Peter, having that quilted jacket.
Look, look, I'm sorry to have to bring a couple of things to your attention, but one, I am not little, I'm actually taller than me mum, and two, it is not a quilted jacket, it's a puffer jacket. It has a zipper and a press stud clothing, twin line pockets and a concealed hood. And yet, I am a very lucky bastard to have it.
Suddenly, Peter sees a tray of food on the shelf.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Have you lost your marbles?
No, I've not. I have sunk into a lumpy flux. Or to put it simply, I have just seen a tray of chicken wraps.
Peter grabs himself a wrap, right, and bites straight into it, you know.
Oh, that is bang on the money. That is like nice watery Dutch tomatoes and lovely lumpy chicken, like a lovely lumpy chicken pillow. I could stay for hours and forget all my pain.
Bloody hell. Robert! Robert! Robert!
Meanwhile, I'm back in the kitchen.
Take your strides off and bend over the waste bin.
Well, Andy, what am I meant to do, right? He's got a meat cleaver in his hand. You understand, don't you?
I sympathise, put it that way.
I mean, what would you do?
I'd just do as I was told.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right, first off, stop feeding this tea towel.
into your anus. Then the scouring pad and follow it with this gravy boat.
Sorry, was it a cheap tea towel or expensive?
God, I'm in the middle. I've got this.
Did you not have a look?
I didn't have a look. It was dirty. And follow it with this gravy boat right up. Well, Andy, I get the tea towel and the scouring pad up all right,
yeah,
to be honest with you. But I'm struggling just with the size of the gravy boat, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously. I said, look, I'm really struggling here, mate. You know, do you think you could give it a shove with your foot? And he says, well, he didn't like that, right? And suddenly he has the blade of his cleaver, right, resting on my forehead, right?
Get up or I'll cut your forehead off!
I said, look, would it be okay if I sat on it? You know, because that would help, wouldn't it, Andy? It might force it up.
Yeah, of course.
And potentially break its handle? Now you can fuck off with that!
I said, look, hey, I'm sorry, but I just can't do it. Please, please don't remove me forehead. I mean, like, I need it, like, you know, for resting against train windows.
I don't understand why he's bothered about it breaking or not.
Well, you'd have to ask him, and I don't recommend it, Andrew.
Mm.
Well, that's with that. He raises up the cleaver, Andy. Yeah. I close my eyes, thinking this is it, and then I hear a dull thud, like a. I don't know whether that's. No, it was duller than that, Andrew.
Right.
And he drops to the floor.
Shit.
There's Mrs. B.
What the fuck are you doing with a gravy boat up your ass, you dirty little fucking pervert?
Well, I explained to her that I was forced, you know, and how it happened, and I thank her for saving me.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back in the fridge, Peter is trying to cheer up the alderman with some of his jokes, you know. So he said, mate, here's a couple of jokes, you know, mate, take your mind off things. Like, he says, I had a mate, you know, quit his job, like, at the sewage works. He said it was boring just going through the motions every day. My ass was really sore after the curry. The wife said, oh, right, ring sting. I said, why, what would he be able to do? What would he be able to do?
Robert, please, Robert, release me.
Back in the kitchen.
So, did you find any fucking eggs? I am gasping. And where's that fucking clown of a husband of mine?
I tell her that the chef locked him in the fridge, like, you know.
What a fucking doyle that bloke is. Get him out, will you? Nice cock, by the way. Peters is like a fucking chicken wing.
So we get Peter and the alderman. We get Peter and the alderman out of the fridge.
Oh, I love. Hey, look what I found in the fridge, like. It's a full box of hard boilers.
Well, get them fucking peeled sharpish, because I want to eat them on the shitter.
Yes, love. You're a good lad.
You're a good lad, Peter. Thick as a fart in a bottle. But you mean well.
Thanks, love.
So, all's well.
Wow.
All's well, isn't it?
My God.
Did you think, Andy?
What an event.
That story was a bit like Zero Dark 30, but, you know, instead of Bin Laden, it was eggs that we were after.
A little bit. Yeah, I'll tell you what it did remind us of, and here comes my TV recommendation of the week.
Okay.
Prison on Channel 4 last
night. Don't know it.
It's a documentary about life behind bars in Durham Prison.
You are excited, aren't you?
Yeah. It's fucking brilliant, yeah. But it's fucking grim.
Ooh.
But what you find out is that prison is mainly about... Someone just bleeped there. Prison is mainly about the smuggling of objects in the anus.
Ah.
That is 22 hours a day the lads are doing that.
Right.
They've got phones up their arses or drugs.
Yeah.
One of the prison officers said...
I wonder if any of them have got gravy boats up there.
Well, hang on. One of the prison officers said he once saw a 9-inch blade that had been removed.
Whoops.
From someone's anus.
See?
Wrapped, obviously.
People
wrapped
doubt
in...
the authenticity of my adventures in South Africa. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Eh?
So I would strongly recommend watching Prison.
Oh, well, thank you.
They're all on Spice as well.
That phone, it's interesting, telly-wise, because that little ring was just my son responding to my celebratory text to him saying that Better Call Saul is back on August the 6th.
Right.
And he was just given me a celebratory message.
Little jingle there.
So we have
flowing, aren't we, from one subject to another here.
So we've
nice.
Jarvis has recommended the film Performance. Yep. I don't know. You have recommended, and quite strongly, if the listeners could see his face, Prison.
I was wide eyed there, wasn't I?
On all
I felt
four.
My eyes going wide as I was saying it.
Yeah, no, and I just finished the one that I haven't recommended, but I've talked about, which is The Forest on mm-hmm. Netflix. I've finished it, and it doesn't satisfy. It just gets better. It is above the humdrum. It's a good like seven and a half,
right?
And
okay.
It never drops.
Okay.
It's a decent way to pass some time.
And I should add as well that due to public demand, we've set up a page on our website, athleticalmints.com, which has got a long list of all of the shows that we've talked about.
Oh, that's good of you.
And links to where you can find them if you want to see them.
I might add some of the classic crimes that people might not know.
Some people have said, could you put little mini reviews as well? But I just think, fuck that.
I can't be going with that.
I had a really good Saturday a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I like hearing about good Saturdays.
Good Saturday. Scorching hot day, right? And I had loads of washing to do.
Yeah.
Because the World Cup and everything had all been building up and I hadn't been sort of tending to my domestic chores, let's say. So I thought, right, let's plough through it all and I'll get as much wash as I can in one day.
Is it just tracksuits?
No, there's tea towels as well.
All right.
So it was like 4 p.m. and I was just hanging out the sixth load already by 4 p.m. and this fella come along, peered over my fence and he went, seen you.
Oh, God.
Corbyn.
Jeremy Corbyn.
Seen you there, laddie. Trying to attempt a multi-wash. Obviously an amateur. How many are you up to there? 7? I says, well, this is the sixth one, but I didn't start till 10 o'clock this morning. He says, ask me my best one. Go on, ask me my best multi-wash. I thought, all right, and what's your best multi-wash, Jeremy? 23.
Wow.
I says, 23 loads of washing in one day. He says, yep. I prepared for weeks in advance, saving up my dirty laundry, knocking on neighbours' doors for their smalls, and collecting rags from beggars. So, wow, like you said there, wow, that's dedication. He says, shut up! I've got a four-line south-facing rig laid out in a zigzag formation, and I use wooden props because you can't trust aluminium. I preset the washing machine timer the night before, so the first load is done and ready to hang out by the time I get up at 6 a.m. I do everything on a 40-minute economy wash, and I've got a direct line to the Met Office so I can confirm the weather forecast the night before. 16 hours later, bosh! 28 loads, washed, dried, folded. I says, there must be a lot of ironing for you to do. He says, only Tories do ironing, laddie! I says, very good. Well done, Jeremy,
for all your
washes. I says, fantastic. He says, if you need any hints or tips, drop me a line, no pun intended. My email is jeremy.corbyn.esquire.mp.islington.atlabourparty.politics.co.uk. Do you want me to write that down for you?
I'll just
remember
really,
that. He says, good luck, you'll fucking need it, dickhead.
And, ooh.
Yeah, and then off he went. And I only got 8 loads done in the end.
So, Jeremy, he really is the magic granddad, isn't he?
He is. 8 loads, though. The octo-wash, I call it.
Octo-wash. And did you just use economies? I've got a 20-minute on mine.
I don't use the 20-minute. It doesn't come out spun well enough.
I know, but if you're chasing the numbers, you could do a 20-minute, couldn't you? But you're right, it spins at about 600 or 800, doesn't it?
It's not a good spin.
I noticed Jeremy exclaimed Bosch, which is interesting, given that the Bosch is a nice German washing machine, isn't it?
It is. So, do you think that's what he was doing, shouting at a recommendation for a washing machine?
Maybe, like that subconscious advertising, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
I've got a little
it's come
game
to the forefront,
for
hasn't it?
I've got a little game for people to play that I recommend. I'm having a lot of fun with it at the moment. If during the course of the day, after you've listened to this, someone asks you a question,
mm-hmm.
best if it's a serious question,
yeah.
just respond with, that's a really good idea, how can we progress it? Now, it might not sound that much fun, and obviously you're not answering their question.
Right.
Right? So they might say to you, you don't happen to know how long the train is from Euston to Peterborough, and you say, that's a really good idea, how do you think we can progress it?
You go King's Cross if you want to go Peterborough.
Well, Andy, you're...
Watford, you're going to get used.
It's just, I've had a lot of pleasure from it, and I thought I'd like to pass it on. Right, I'm in the middle of editing the new Big Night Out.
Right, okay.
And Bob's Big Night Out, so okay. I'll go and do that.
Okay. That's a good idea. How can we progress it?
No, I was a statement, not a question.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to ask you a question?
Just to round this off, yeah, go on then.
Did you watch me new show, Gone Fishing?
I've seen the first three.
No, you say that's a good idea.
That's a good idea. How can we progress it?
Thanks, Andrew. As always, I really, really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.